At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, the official podcast of your Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us once again for a very special edition of the HHC, where we're focused on giving back to our Charlotte community. There's a lot of different ways the Hornets do it, and in each and every one of them, it seems, at the heart of it is Betsy Mack. She is HSE's Senior Director of Corporate Social Responsibility, as well as the executive director of the Charlotte Hornets Foundation. And we love having her here on the Hornets Hivecast because that means something special is happening in our community. So we welcome back Betsy Mack.
Thank you. Happy to be here. And I have a theory. I think my title is so long because I have such a big team behind me and everyone together comes and produces these huge events for the community. And that is really what my title makes up. Everyone in this organization that has a part in these amazing events.
It is truly a team effort. And we are very lucky to have you as our captain in this regard. It's a very busy week that we are just wrapping up now here with the Hornets in a number of ways. The team is giving back and all of the different entities that are aligned with the team. But the biggest one has been the Week of Service. 5 different nonprofits, charities here in our greater Charlotte community, getting the support and the megaphone of Hornets basketball and all their social media and everything, as well as time and money and effort put in to some very good and deserving entities. Tell us a little bit about what we've been up to here for this Week of Service.
Yeah, so Week of Service, like you said, an entire week. Traditionally, it was just one day, but with COVID, all the needs that we've continued to see growing in our community, we turned it into a full week, 5 days giving back. So we've been at 5 different organizations, as you said, that really focus on homelessness, economic mobility, basic needs and essentials, and we've impacted over 20,000 individuals here in our community. So we've had over 1,000 volunteers all coming together virtually, putting together different care kits, school supplies, baby bundles, all to impact our community at large.
One thing I really have enjoyed in my first year here for Week of Service is how easy you make it for the volunteers. We're given a box of all the materials. Honestly, your team probably could have assembled it faster and easier, but you get everyone involved. And for me, I try to use it as a teaching experience. I have 2 very young kids, and so this is a chance for them to open up the box, put together the kits, and take part in it and really instill that volunteerism, that mindset from a very young age. So you make it so easy. Is that part of your strategy to get people involved and make it as easy as possible so that the next time, even if it's a little bit harder, they know they can do it?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you saying that. So like I said, our team really comes together to try to make it easy for the volunteers, but it really is the great partnerships we have with the organizations. They make it easy for us to want to contribute and give back and put together those kits that our volunteers then take. It really is impactful for every volunteer that gets to take part in this because they may have a small contribution, but it is such a larger impact when you look across all of the volunteers, the thousand individuals who contributed. And so we try to make it as easy as possible. But having volunteers who are willing and excited to give back just makes it that much easier for us too.
And of course, the end result is thousands of these care packages, be they baby bundles or meals or whatever it was on that specific day. Absolutely. All week long, get put out into the community. Tell us a little bit more about some of the organizations that were selected this year, why they were selected, and what the impact has been from the Hornets as well as our partners at Bank of America in terms of giving back.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, we have a lot of great organizations, and there's a plethora of different initiatives that we could have looked into. But these five really stood out to us because, like I said earlier, they really focus on the homelessness, the economic mobility needs, as well as, you know, just getting involved here in Charlotte. And so we worked with Classroom Central, helping to provide school supplies for kids in need. Obviously, with virtual learning, a lot of teachers have been trying to make up for that deficit, but they're taking their funds out of their own salary. So that really helps when we pack the school supplies. We've also worked with Habitat for Humanity, getting wreaths to people who are coming into their first time houses. Roof Above, another great organization that gives food and meals to the homeless. We worked with baby bundles and we provided care packages for newborn babies as well. And then I'm missing one. Let's see. Oh, Hope Vibes, which is an incredible organization where they have a mobile unit that they go around and individuals can shower and wash their clothes and just basic essential needs that some individuals may take for granted. This mobile unit drives around and provides those resources. And so we were donating those essential items to their mobile unit. And it was just incredible. If you aren't familiar with Hope Vibes, check them out. They're truly one of my favorite organizations in Charlotte.
All five of these organizations got a significant boost from this week of service, but that doesn't mean that the need isn't there all year round. Where can people go to find out more about these organizations and how the Hornets have partnered with them if they want to make their own contribution outside of week of service?
So you can go to our website at hornets.com. All of our information is on our community page. You can also follow our foundation on Instagram and Twitter at hornetsgive.
We've got much more to talk about. As I mentioned, it was a busy week, not just with week of service, but there was a scholarship given out last night at Spectrum Center at a very special event, and Betsy Mack had a hand in that as well. We'll talk about it next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Hornets fans, the buzz is building. For season ticket packages for the 2021-2022 season, call 704-HORNETS or visit hornets.com to chat live with a season ticket representative. Lock in your price today.
Welcome back to a very special edition of the HHC. A reminder, we will be getting you ready for the NBA draft coming up next week, as well as introducing you to all the new players once they are selected and brought here to the Queen City. Very much looking forward to that. But today we want to reintroduce you all to Betsy Mack. She is Hornet Sports and Entertainment Senior Director of Corporate Social Responsibility, as well as the Executive Director of the Charlotte Hornets Foundation, who's had a very busy week between week of service as well as a special event we had last night at Spectrum Center. For the first time, our 2K League team, the Hornets Venom GT squad, was able to play in front of a live audience, and we had the opportunity to turn it into an event where not only we celebrated them and their great achievements, but also gave back to our local community that's interested in gaming in the way of a scholarship presentation. Betsy, you were the one to give away the scholarship. Tell us about the recipient and why it was so important for the Hornets and our overall organization to give back to this particular young man.
So the Charlotte Hornets Foundation presented our second Hornets Venom GT scholarship. So our first scholarship was last year. This year we did it a little bit differently, where we decided that we wanted it to go to a student at our local HBCU. So Johnson C. Smith University is here in Charlotte in our community, and we're really excited that they have a program that focuses on esports and gaming. Eric Flo, who is our scholarship recipient, is a part of that program and submitted a really positive application. And after reviewing a couple different applicants that submitted for the scholarship, he really stood out. And we're really proud that he is our second ever GT scholarship winner.
And he is pursuing right now a minor in esports and gaming management, as you mentioned. It's really been eye-opening for me to really, for the first time, see up close and personal last night our 2K League team game in action. And, you know, as someone who played video games in college myself, I never thought I'd have a chance at a career for it. Well, honestly, I didn't. I had about as much chance of playing on that level as I did in the NBA. But this team is really incredible. Being able to support this emerging field within sports and gaming, what does it mean to our organization for you on the foundation side to be aligned with it?
Yeah, so this industry was one that I am not overly familiar with until the Venom GT came here. And so once the Venom GT came to the Hornets and started to learn more about the industry and everything that they go through and, you know, what our athletes are doing day in and day out, the league has been just really exciting and seeing now this groundbreaking minor program come to Johnson C. Smith University and being a part of that in the community is really impactful. And it's exciting to see our younger professionals here, students get excited about that and start to look at careers in new ways. And it's really interesting to see all the different careers that can come out of a minor in esports and gaming management. So not just playing the video games, but the architecture behind it and looking at building out some of the different creative graphics inside the game. So all these different aspects that I wasn't really privy to before coming into this field, now learning more about the industry, it's really neat to see these students and all of the talent that they have.
And getting finally to partner with Johnson C. Smith University.
Absolutely.
That's always something that brings a smile to all of our faces to, you know, get to align with them and all the positive work they're doing right here in Charlotte.
Absolutely. We're so lucky to have an HBCU right in our backyard. And so whenever we're able to partner with them in the education space, we're always excited to do so.
We would certainly encourage you to check out what's going on with Hornets Venom GT. They just recently took home the Turn title, which comes with a six-figure payday, by the way. There is definitely some money in gaming, and the Hornets Venom GT squad was bringing it home with their big 2K win. And again, congratulations to Eric for taking home the scholarship, and best of luck to him in his continued pursuit of a minor in esports and gaming management at Johnson C. Smith University. We'll have much more with Betsy Mack in just a moment here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Be sure to check out the Hornets Fan Shop at Spectrum Center, now open Thursday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Check out all the newest Hornets gear or grab a new pair of Jays. It's an easy trip on the light rail, or you can shop from the comfort of your own home 24/7 at HornetsFanShop.com.
We've got Betsy Mack with us today, Senior Director of Corporate Social Responsibility for Hornets Sports and Entertainment, as well as the Executive Director of the Charlotte Hornets Foundation. Betsy, it's been a heck of a week between week of service as well as that special scholarship that was given out last night at the Hornets Venom GT event. But there's so much more always on the horizon.
Always.
What do you have in the works right now that maybe some of those who are tuned in and want to be more aligned with the Hornets Foundation and all the ways we give back? What are some things that are coming up on the horizon?
We have a lot of things coming up this season that we're very excited about, especially now that we'll be back in the community after a little bit of a hiatus with the pandemic. So we have our Legacy Project that's powered by Lowe's. So for Legacy Project, we will be in Greer Heights, which is a great community here locally in Charlotte. We'll be redoing their facility. Really excited to help renovate that space. We'll also be in some of our local hospitals with Novon, visiting some of the children. Excited to get back in the halls and see them and write some smiles on their faces, give away some Hornets gear and some different trinkets. So that'll be wonderful. And then a lot of the times we're giving out grants and money in the community, but that all is possible because we have wonderful supporters that help to contribute to the foundation. So that is something that we are very actively working on is our Hornets Heroes Gala, which will be coming up on October 9th. We are right now soliciting sponsorships and individuals who are interested in attending this amazing event. It is black tie, although it is tuxes and tennies. People are encouraged to wear their sneakers and their Jordans. We actually have a competition for someone who wears the best pair of Jordans. But if anyone's interested in attending that event, it's always a great time. Like I said, right here on the court, really fun.
Yeah. That's something that's going to be a lot of fun. Where can people go if they want to sign up for the gala or just get involved in anything that you have on the horizon?
Yeah, so any information on the gala, they can just reach out directly to me at bmack@hornets.com. We will send out different information on how to get tickets or how to sponsor the event. But overall, if anyone wants to follow what we do, Instagram, Twitter, Hornets Give always has the most up-to-date and latest information on the activations that we're doing in the community. There's always a lot going on. So I would suggest following us on Hornets Give or just the general site at Hornets always has a lot of information as well.
Also, a couple of the things you mentioned involved physically being back in the community. Obviously, the overriding story in the last 18 months has been COVID-19 and its impact on everything throughout our lives, including on the ways the Hornets and our different entities here at HSE give back. We're finally going back into the community. During this week of service, what did it feel like to be seeing people in person, having Hugo and all our different team members, you know, they're dropping things off and interacting with people? What was it like after basically a year and a half of being closed off from that person-to-person interaction?
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was a great first step. We still had to stay a little bit more at a distance for this first event, but once we get into the season, I think we're going to be able to really be full force in the community, distributing items to different organizations and really be a lot more active. So right now, we still were a little bit afar volunteering virtually, but it felt good to at least be slightly face-to-face with individuals and having Hugo back in the community in a way that we haven't for the past year. And we're just excited to continue to expand on that and have more of a presence and get back to being side by side with our neighbors and community members.
And in terms of the charities themselves, we hear so much about small businesses and the significant impact that COVID-19 had on them. In many ways, it just shut down a lot of businesses. I would imagine charities face the same kinds of difficulties over the course of these last 18 months. Where are things for local charities that you've worked with over the years you've been involved here in Charlotte? How have they survived COVID-19 and what are they in need of most as we make our way out of it, hopefully, in these next couple of months?
Yeah, so nonprofits, from what I've been hearing and seeing, is they're just completely overwhelmed with the need and the supplies that they need and just the different items. So looking at Classroom Central needing supplies for their students, notebooks, pencils, pens, things that some people wouldn't even think twice about, that's what they really are in dire need of. Looking at other organizations like Hope Vibes, which we talked about earlier, they need laundry detergent, toothbrush, toothpaste, lotions, you know, sanitary products and those types of items like that. So any nonprofit that you're familiar with that you see, they typically have a higher need for some of those items that people generally don't think twice of. So if you have ability to donate, please reach out to us. We can help connect you or work directly with any of the local nonprofits as well. And I do want to touch on something else that you mentioned, the local businesses. That is something that the Hornets have made a huge effort to work closely with and partner with these local businesses, especially our minority and Black-owned businesses here in Charlotte. And so we've done that through last year's Week of Service. We've continued that into Black History Month. Now coming up for August is Black Philanthropy Month. Again, we'll be working with our local Black-owned and Black-benefiting organizations. And then with the gala, that's something we're incorporating in this year that's brand new. We're hoping to bring in some local minority-owned restaurants to serve some of their meals since they did get hit pretty hard during COVID. So we're really trying to be a resource and continue to be a great partner to those local restaurants and organizations in our community because, as we all know, large businesses and corporations do such great work for our communities, but it's the small businesses that are really the backbone and give us the culture here.
For more information, you can always follow on social media at Hornets Give, hashtag Swarm to Serve also points in the right direction. Of course, get in touch with Betsy herself. She'll always lead us in the right direction here at Hornet Sports and Entertainment. And would love to see more and more people get involved as we move on into the new basketball season, new basketball year, and a great year of service as well here in our Queen City community. Betsy, thanks so much for joining us today here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks again to all of you for tuning in. A reminder, we will have our draft lead up and breakdown podcasts, including introductions to all the newest members of our Hornets family, just as soon as we select them. Till next time, for everyone here, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you with us here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thanks for listening to the Hornets Hivecast. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.